Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day on Yom Rabi'i, the 15th day of the month of Iyar, and the 31st day of the Omer. Today is day 586, that still so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Katanik of the Summerlin Shul in Las Vegas, Nevada, to share words of Dibrei Chizuk. It'll be followed by Rabbi Katanik slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are Psalms 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Katanik will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those being held hostage or those in captivity, which is the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds, give each of us the opportunity to insert, to daven, to pray the names of all those in need of a Refuah Shelema. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder, email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Please share it with your families, friends, with your shul list. We'd love to have more and more people continue to join us as we seem to have each and every day. So welcome all of our new callers as well. And people keep signing up. So let's keep getting the word out there. The more people on the line, just means more tefillos and more people learning Torah together. So let's keep getting it out. ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Katanik.
Well, thank you very much to the OU for this wonderful program, enabling so many people to learn Torah and say Tehillim, and Rabbi Herman and his whole staff for organizing and arranging it. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Emor, and the Torah discusses the karbonos, the species that are brought for the sacrifices. Ashur, Kesev, and Aes is an ox, sheep, and rams. They are to be brought for, those are the species brought for a carbon for a sacrifice. And the Medrash inquires, why are those these species that are unique, that are okay and fine and kosher for a sacrifice? It brings a fascinating characteristic that all these three animals have with some of our well-known individuals found in the Torah. They had the quality that they were a nirdaf. They were pursued. We find that when people are pursued, Hashem chooses them. We had Cain with his Cain and Hevel. Hevel is pursued by his brother Cain, and Hashem accepts the sacrifice, the carbon of Hevel. We have Noach is pursued by the people of his generation, and Hashem chooses Noach. Avram is pursued by the wicked king Nimrod, and Hashem chooses Avraham. We have Yitzchak is pursued by the Plishtim, and he's successful, and they make a treaty with him. Yaakov pursued by Esau, and Hashem chooses Yaakov. The Jewish people, except Moshe, is pursued by Paro, and Moshe becomes the chosen one of Hashem as well. The Jewish people are pursued by the nations of the world. Because you, Hashem says, you are chosen to be a treasured nation, to be Hashem's treasured people. Why? Because they share the characteristics of being pursued. So too, these three species in the Torah, and the six parsha, are chosen because the sheep is the ox is pursued by the lion, the sheep is pursued by the wolf, and the ram is pursued by the leopard. And therefore, Hashem says, the carbon that is chosen is the one, the sacrifice is chosen, is the animal that is pursued. And what is very striking is, we understand that being a nirdaf, being pursued, is not a great thing, and we have compassion on them. How does that make it, though, that this person or individual, as the Jewish people and all these other great people, were chosen because of this fact that they were pursued? We feel bad for them. If they're qualified, they're qualified. If they're not qualified to be chosen, then they're not qualified. Why would the Jewish people be chosen? Because they are pursued. If they're not qualified to be the chosen people, they're not qualified. If they are qualified, then even without them being pursued, they should be chosen. And I believe the answer is that the very fact that these people were pursued and the Jewish people are pursued, what that does is that creates the person to be qualified. You could take an individual who has a lot of wonderful qualities, but they don't meet the level of being at the position of Hashem choosing them. What enables them to rise to that occasion is the very adversity that they experienced, the fact that they pursued it, the fact that they were challenged, the fact that they had others out to get them, that gives them the challenge, which seems difficult, but the fact that they master that challenge, they beat that challenge head on, and they grow from it, that challenge itself ends up, that pursuit ends up making this person, or these people, or the Jewish people as a whole, qualified for their role. Is it because of their humility that they experienced, their reliance on Hashem? Is it because of the strength of character that they built? We don't know, we don't see, but what this message is telling us, the reason why these animals are chosen as well, they share the qualities that these great people have, is that once someone or something is pursued, that adversity makes the person or animal qualified in the eyes of Hashem to be chosen for its designated role. And I think it's a thought for ourselves to take home today, is that oftentimes we have adversity and challenges, but when we meet those challenges, being subject to them creates qualities within us that we did not have beforehand. Whatever those qualities may be, it creates within us qualities we didn't possess beforehand, being the fact that someone is being pursued and gone after, creates a sense of character in the person that they didn't possess had they not had that challenge. Okay, we now will go on to the Tehillim section, and we're going to recite Tehillim Chaf, number 20. Lamatzech Mizmor David, Yan Chanana B'yom Tzara, Yisagevcha, Shem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrucho Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisodecha, Yizkar Kol Menchosecha, Ve'olascha Yudash Nesela, Yiten Lecha Chilvavecha, Yechol Atzotcha Yimalei, Yerana B'shosecha V'shem Aleinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha, Nata Yadati, Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kodesho, Bigros Yishai Yimino, Ela Barecha, Ela Batu, Semanachnu, Vishem Adonai Eloheinu Nazgir, Ema Kamu Vinofalu, Anachnu Kamu Vanisodot, Adonai Hoshia, Amelach Yaninu Vyom Perenu, Yom Chof Gimel 23. Mizmor David, Adonai Roi Lachzor, Minosesh, Agam Kisengi, Amei Menuchos Gena Alevi, Nashi Shove, Genfeni, Vemadlai Tzedek, Mai Shemo, Gam Tielech, Vigeit Amodes, Lo Yirara, Kiata Imodi, Shitcho Mishantecho, Hema Yinach Amuni, Taroch Lufonai Shulcho Negetz Ovroi, Yishanto Vashemen Roshi, Kosi Revoyo, Achto Vachesed, Yirmifuni, Kol Yimei Chayoi, Mishav Tibri Sefnoi, Lamech Yamin. Kup Chof Aleph 121, Shira Malos, Esoi Nai El Heharim, Meayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Meim Adonai Yosei Shamayim Baaretz, Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha, Al Yonum Shomrecha, Hine Lo Yonum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Silcha, Yad Yiminecha, Yom HaMashemesh, Lo Yakecha, V'yomreach Baloyla, Adonai Yishmarcha, Mikol Ra, Yishmarech Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmar Tzeth Lovoecha, Miata. Now up to Tehillim Kof Lamed 130. Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Krasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Vikoli Tienos Necha Kashuvos V'kol Kachanunoi Imavonos Yishmarya Adonai Mi Yamod Ki Imacha Haslicha Leman Yivarmei Yivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi V'litva Roho Cholti Nafshi Adonai Mishomrim Laboker Shomrim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai HaChesed V'harbi Mofedos V'hu Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avonosav Yehillim Kuf Membez 142 Matzil David Yosov Amaros Bila Kol Yalvanai Ezah Kol Yalvanai Ezchanan Eshbo Lefonav Sichi Tzamasi Lefonav Agid V'esatet Kamnu Fachli Habet Yamin Reven Limakir Ravad Monos Limeni Ein Domes Benafshi Drastin Zeret Tachayim Hachiv el nidosi, ki be'otai, ki amsu mimeni, hotzi amimaskem napshi, lohodot eshem necha. Biyastiru tzadikim, ki sigmol aloi. We're now going to recite Achenu, and I'll recite it in Hebrew and English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, and the sinim b'chor of Shiv, yohom dem bein b'yom, v'bein b'yabash, amakim rachim alein, yisrael yisrael v'vacha, v'yafelo l'oro. Mishibu l'igula hashta b'agolos makriv, and amar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, amen. We're now going to recite the Misha Berach for the Chayalei Tzahal, for Israel's defense forces. Misha Berach Avotenu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yivarech Etcha Yitzchak Adonai Yisrael Am Tzitochot Avitochot Anom Dimam Shvar Tzeinu V'Yaloheinu Migvol Ha'alvanot V'Yad Midbar Mitzrayim Hayom Ha'adol Alavor Avav V'Chomach Hashem V'Yabar Shavar V'Yavayom Yitzen Anai Yisrevinu Kama Malinu Nizalkim Lufneyam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar Liyat Yon Tzayelinu Yikol Tzar V'Tzuka Mikol Negam Achla Yishlach Bracha V'Hatzlacha Mikol Ma'at Yedem Yad Rezen Ertach Neem Rezen Chesar Yishua Teres Nitzachod Yishem Em Kostum We're now going to say the Misha Berach for the Shvuyim, those who are held in captivity. Misha Berach Abbasinu Avram Yisrael, Yaakov Yosef Moshe the Aaron David Shmuel Yibrech Yishmar. The interest Nedrei Tzvahag and all Yisrael Shvuyim. There's Kolachinu Hanasuna. The service Shvuyim Yababur Shikolakol Hakadosh Shem Espal Babram. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Racham Malayim Yosef Michoish Shechus Amodes Moshe Seim Inateg. We're now going to make a Misha Berach for Cholim, and I'll pause everyone to add in their names. Misha Berach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dovud Shlomo Hu Yivarech Et HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachem Emaleihem Lachliyam Amalarabham Lachazkam Lachayosam Yishlach Lahem Behera Ufus Lema Bina Shemayim Chavim Chol Gideim Besok Shar Chol Yisrael Kuas Nefesh Ruchu Asagov Hashta Bagalov Zman Kriv Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Kitanik. Great to have you on the program. We look forward to God near Hashem to having you back on soon in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.